Ukraine invasion imminent. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. According to the White House, as artillery fire is reported in eastern Ukraine.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken delayed his trip to the Munich Security Conference to urgently address the UN Security Council and outline what satellite images confirm and NATO allies agree. Russia's continued march toward a full-scale invasion of Ukraine appears imminent.
Russian missiles and bombs will drop across Ukraine. Communications will be jammed. Cyber attacks will shut down key Ukrainian institutions. Russian tanks and soldiers will advance on key targets that have already been identified.
The first shots, observers say, to bait the Ukraine military into a fight were fired by Russian-backed separatists at a children's preschool.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. The administration also warning of possible cyber attacks against utilities and communications in the United States. A judge in New York has ruled that former President Trump, his daughter Ivanka, and son Donald Jr. must sit for depositions with the state's attorney general's office into a probe of the family's business dealings. Former president calls it the continuation of a witch hunt. An appeal is likely. Former Hillary Clinton campaign attorney Michael Sussman asking a federal court to dismiss a grand jury indictment against him, calling it prosecutorial overreach. Special counsel John Durham says Sussman lied to FBI agents when trying to link then-candidate Donald Trump to Russia. There will not be a partial government shutdown this weekend.
On this vote, the yeas are 65, the nays are 27. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
Senate passing a stopgap spending bill to extend the government's spending authority into early next month. Wall Street Thursday, the Dow, with its worst day of the year so far, dropping 622 points. NASDAQ losing 407. The S&P 500 closing nearly 95 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.com.
Two leaders of the truckers' protest in Ottawa have been arrested. The other protesters bracing for possible police action.
More police have moved here into the area right in front of Parliament, but those trucks remain in park right near Parliament, where the Prime Minister has been holding meeting after meeting, trying to figure out how to get this convoy out of town. It's day 21 and counting of this protest here in the capital city in Canada. A busload of law enforcement officers arrived in Ottawa. Police dropped off those officers to patrol what they're calling the red zone, ordered to bring the chaos and the Capitol to a halt. Though we haven't seen any major action by police yet, the interim chief, who was just appointed after the old one resigned the other day, says his officers are ready to use methods that Canadians are not used to seeing. The demonstrators I talked to say, bring it on.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Ottawa. A political action committee is asking for volunteers to join a convoy to Washington, D.C. next month. Parents are being warned not to use infant formulas manufactured at a plant in Sturgis, Michigan that's been linked to bacterial contamination. Abbott Nutrition is voluntarily recalling certain lots of Similac, Alimentum, and Elicare formulas. The FDA investigating four reports of infants who were hospitalized after being fed the formula, including one who died. A celebrated World War II pilot has died.
He was known as the Candy Bomber, and Gail Halvorsen lived up to the name, airdropping sweets to kids during the Berlin airlift following the end of World War II.
I'm the one that started it. Yeah, and when they didn't beg, I gave them a little gum. I only had two sticks of gum. And they got so excited, I promised to drop enough for everybody. And so I started dropping chocolate gum.
The American military pilot loved in post-war Germany. He was celebrated when he returned to Berlin in 2019, when the city celebrated the 70th anniversary of the day the Soviets lifted their post-war blockade. Halvorsen passed away Wednesday at his home in Utah. He was 101.
Fox's John Saucier. Then I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.